At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor. Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active's range of super supplements and feel great. Revive Active have teamed up with UK Health Radio to offer listeners an exclusive discount so you can test their supplements for yourself and start to feel super. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio15 to get 15% off their entire range, including their 7-day boxes, the perfect size to trial their super taste. You can find out more about Revive Active on their website, reviveactive.com. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to overcome your health problems like obesity, low immunity, chronic fatigue, low energy, autoimmunity, skin conditions, digestive problems, out-of-control cravings, and much more. You can find out more about me on my website, NutriHeal.net, and please follow me on Instagram as well as Facebook, LinkedIn, and X. Join me each week as I delve into the fascinating world of health and nutrition, focusing on the most important developments that can really aid us in our quest for health, energy, and longevity. This week, we're talking about natural energy and how we can boost our energy in a natural way, because many people today are feeling really low on energy. So much that they commonly reach out for quick energy boosters in the form of caffeine, junk foods, and also sometimes unnatural sugar-laden energy drinks, just to achieve an aggressive boost in their energy. And whilst caffeine and sugar do give us a boost, they also create a big come down after, as well as a lot of empty calories. We need to think about energy differently and look to see how we can fuel ourselves properly. We need to find more natural solutions that are sustainable from a health perspective, because sugar-laden energy drinks don't cut it in the long term. For a steady supply as a nutritionist, I love to think about a food-first and a healthy lifestyle approach by ensuring people eat a healthy mix of proteins, good fats, and complex carbohydrates, and that they sleep well and they exercise. And once these healthy foundations are in place, I'd advocate using natural energy nutrients and products that contain pure actives to achieve a bit more pep in the step, as they say, And it's good to know what we can do to add to our diet to give us that energy. This week, we're speaking to Huib van Bokkel, founder of Tenzing Natural Energy, the UK's number one natural energy drink brand. And he's a former head of marketing at Red Bull in Europe. From 2006 to 2014, van Bokkel was at Red Bull, where he played a key role in the transition from an energy drink business to a media business. He led many of Red Bull's largest projects, including Revolution in Sound, at Race Ascot and Danny Maskell's Imaginate. In the UK, he helped pioneer the current setup of the Red Bull Media House, launching a magazine, TV channel, and significantly grew the digital and social presence of the brand. Huib van Bokkel was voted one of the top 100 chief marketing officers by Hot Topic, one of the top 100 best marketers by Campaign magazine, and one of the top 100 innovators by Marketing magazine, and one of the top 50 global social media influencers as well. He's the author of The Social Brand, which you can find on Amazon. Welcome to the show, Huib. It's great to have you on UK Health Radio this week.
Thank you for having me.
You're an expert in energy. You're well known in the industry. You have a good track record. How did you come to be interested in natural energy? That's what we're talking about this week. Tell us your story.
It's a long story, but I think, yeah, I was at, like you said, I was at Red Bull for a long time, 8 years. And I thought, you know, while there as well, I thought, look, you know, I loved the brand, but the product I came less and less enchanted with, let's say. So at one point I decided to leave. And I thought, I'd love to launch my own business. I'd had an own business before, and I'd love to launch my own business. And with a product that kind of tackled the two biggest issues of all the energy drinks, right? And that is high sugar levels and artificial ingredients. So I thought, can I create something that is low calorie, 100% natural, and kind of sustainable? Because that's also a key passion of mine. I love the outdoors, and I love surfing and hiking and running in nature. So I thought, the first idea I just had, can I create an energy drink that is from nature for nature? So it sources all ingredients from nature and gives back to nature. That's how I just thought, let's start the business like this. And then what happened was, because like I said, my love for nature and climate, I went to Nepal, and there I bumped into the Sherpas drink, and they're most known, it's people that live out there, and they're most known for, let's say, scaling Everest and scaling the world's highest mountains in Nepal and the Himalayas. And they actually drink two sets of teas. So they drink a lemon tea, and they called it like a Sherpa tea or a butter tea, it's called. And it's a mix of, so the lemon tea has a lot of lemons, of course, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of antioxidants. And then the Sherpa tea is a really strong tea with salt. And by that time, I was already working with a nutritional doctor. And I said, look, this is quite interesting. This is what they drink. They'd be drinking this for a long time, long before any energy drink company was around. And do you think this is actually based in science? And he goes, yes, it is. It's actually triple hits of natural caffeine, vitamin C, and electrolytes. And that then became the basis of our recipe, actually. So that's how it all started.
It's a great recipe by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Based in science, you had a nutritional doctor you were speaking to. And we know the Sherpas, they scale Mount Everest. There's not much oxygen up there. It's harsh and difficult conditions. And they have that strength to continue. And that stamina. So there must be something in it. I guess that's what you were thinking.
Exactly. And then the most beautiful thing actually was, then I thought, because obviously when you start your own business, one of the key things, let's say in my case, a drink business, there's two key aspects, right? First of all, I think the most important bit is get the product right. And then I was like, with this recipe and then with these kind of key ingredients, I started to get there. And then secondly is, of course, the name. What do you name something? Especially because there's so many drinks out there that every name had been taken. And then I thought I had to think of Tenzing. Tenzing was the first man, together with Edmund Hillary, that was on Mount Everest. So Tenzing Norgay was the Sherpa. Tenzing, who was on Mount Everest, was the first man in the 50s, early 50s. And I remember that story really well because my father himself was always a big fan of Sherpa Tenzing, because he was like the ultimate example of someone who, against all odds, he was a local guy who lived there in the mountains. And he wanted to climb Mount Everest, and he made it happen as the first ever person. So I always loved that story and loved that. Read some books about him. And then I thought, wow, naming my drink Tenzing would be really cool, because I also thought it was really a nice name. Of course, Zing means energy. He's not very well known anymore. So I think I had this thing of restore his legacy. And then I went to, you have to register the name, and it was still available. And I remember asking the people at the kind of register office, do I need permission of the family? This Sherpatel had passed away. And they said, you don't need it because Tenzing is just a very famous normal name in that. This is the same as someone in Nepal or India would name their drink John. So you don't need it, but I thought I do want it anyway. So I found the family, and my whole family ended up meeting their whole family and went to Nepal again. And we discussed the whole plan. I got their blessing, and they're actually been part of the whole journey ever since. So they've actually, they're shareholders in the business. And so it's been an amazing journey to go on with them, with the family, and trying to change the energy drinks game for good. So that's been a beautiful story and beautiful moment for me to go there and drink a cup of Sherpa tea together with the family and decide that this is what we wanted to do.
I bet they told you that Tenzing was on the Sherpa tea and the lemon tea when he was going up Mount Everest.
100%. Those are the things they were drinking. And if it was enough to power someone up Everest for the very first time, should be enough for all of us here in the normal world. That's indeed the basis.
There's a lot of demand now for natural energy. People are moving away from synthetic formulations, things that are not supportive of health. Maybe they do give energy, but they're not really good in the long term. Tell us about the growing trend of health-conscious consumers seeking these cleaner energy options.
Yeah, it's a very good question. And these things, it's interesting, right? These things kind of change. And I think what's interesting is that obviously sugar has always been a one to watch out for. When we launched Tenzing, that was also one of my key questions. How much sugar should I put in? And again, with that nutritional doctor, we decided we cut about 60% of the sugar out versus normal energy drinks. But the goal wasn't to cut out 60% per se. The goal was to look at how much sugar do you need when you're in need of energy? To really look at the need, and that turned out to be about 4.5 grams of sugar per 100 ml. So it's 4.5% of my drink is sugar. Now, as a good example, and you'll probably know this, when you're on the IV drip, which you hopefully obviously will never be, but if you're on an IV drip in hospital, about 5% of that IV drip will be sugar. So that's what you need to stay alive. Yeah, and it's also isotonic. As you might know, you've got like hypertonic drinks, which have a lot of sugar, and isotonic drinks, which are good for your energy, like the perfect amount for energy release, like matching your blood sugar levels for the perfect osmolarity. So we went about that 4.5% of sugar. And interestingly enough, I then had to go to all these kind of, you have to go to these people that then make the drinks. So I had all my ingredients, had the sugar amount, and you have to find, like they called flavor houses, and you have to get them on board for your drink, right? Because otherwise no one will produce it. And I remember saying this back in the day, I want to take out 60% of the sugar because you don't need more than 4.5%. And they all asked me one question, what do you want to replace it with? And I said, I don't want to replace it with anything. And that just shows what was wrong with the drinks and food industry is that you take out one bad thing, let's say sugar, for us to take that to the right energy levels, and you replace it with something else that's anything that works, like artificial sweeteners. So they asked me, do I want to use aspartame or acesulfame K or stevia? And I said, I don't want to replace it with anything. And it just tastes a lot less sweet as a result. And they all thought that wasn't commercially viable, but I went with it anyway. And now we're the fastest growing energy drink in the UK at the moment and the number one natural energy drink. We were the first, of course, also natural energy drink. So it shows that people are always, the whole current industry is really about putting fake ingredients in there to give you the sense of sugar or a sense of the fruit, and without actually putting any fruit in or actually putting any kind of the stuff that your body really needs. So I think that's, sugar levels and artificial sweeteners are crucial to get right. And I think, and you probably saw the World Health Organization as well, 2023, they put out a report as well saying, look, they heavily recommend you not to take any sort of artificial sweetener, even the likes of stevia, which is natural, but also heavily processed, because it gives you the sense that you're drinking something sweet, but you're not actually taking anything sweet in. So it doesn't actually help you in any way. It doesn't help you to maintain weight or lose weight. So they really recommend you to limit your sugar levels as opposed to replacing your sugars with artificial sweetness.
Yeah. I guess this is why natural energy matters more, isn't it?
100%. And I think that is now a huge trend that I'm seeing. Back to your question of, so years ago, it was really all about sugar, but now people are more and more conscious of, yes, the, what have they replaced that sugar with? And the ultra processed foods is huge at the moment. That has just been exploding over the last couple of years with the book Ultra Processed People, I think it's called, that came out. And like the search in ultra processed food is nearly every week, there's a how bad ultra processed food is. And with that, they mean made a big culprit is there all those artificial sweeteners that are in there that are just not good for you. And that's coming out more and more. And I think that will be the next big trend that people are going to have to watch out for.
Yeah, we've just done a show on ultra processed foods. That's going to be coming out soon. Now, you talked about the Sherpa drink, the lemon tea, which is very high in vitamin C. You talked about the bitter tea, the other Sherpa drink, the tea with the salt and the vitamin C, which provides electrolytes. Share with us a bit more about what you know about the power of natural ingredients for energy. Maybe some of the ingredients that could be found in your drinks.
Yeah, it's a great question. So interestingly enough, I approached it from a health perspective. I also always just looked at it from a what works best perspective. And funny enough, it's not that, so I wouldn't even say we're a healthier alternative, although we are. I would just say it works better. And that is because natural ingredients work better with your body, like not against it. So one of the key things that we see, so we have a lot of heavy use, very loyal base, and we do reaches like every half a year. And 90% of our audience says, I get the same or more energy than of a artificial energy drink, but without the crash. And that's where it gets really interesting. Because obviously when you're with food, as you very well know, food is very complex. It's like, what exactly does one certain food do to your body? But the fact that 90% of our audience, and this is thousands of people that we do this test with, experience that shows that what we set out to do worked. And how that works is because there's two key reasons for that you don't get the crash. One is the caffeine. So we use natural caffeine of a combination of green tea and green coffee. That studies show that it provides a smoother, longer loss of energy boost than a spike that you get from the synthetic caffeine. Combined with what I just said is the sugar levels that are 4.5% instead of 11%. So that combination of lower sugars with natural caffeine and natural ingredients makes that you get all the energy that you want without any of the crash. And that's the beauty of it. And then we have additional ingredients like electrolytes, again, that help prevent dehydration and maintain muscle function. And then we've got the vitamin C to support your immunity and energy metabolism and reduce fatigue. So it's a real interesting combination based on, let's say, thousands of years of history in the Himalayas, but also actually proving to work today.
Yeah. You talked about the green tea, which I think everyone knows about green tea. It's a lovely form of, it's a lovely tea full of phytochemicals, antioxidants, and caffeine as well. But you mentioned green coffee, and I think maybe a lot of our listeners don't know what that is. What's the difference between green coffee and the normal coffee that we find?
Yeah, it's actually it's not mentioned a lot, but green coffee is effectively, but what I mean by that is just the green coffee bean. So obviously for coffee, it's roasted, but we take our, let's say all our goodies just directly from the green bean. So pre-roasted, that's effectively the way to, and that kind of maintains that you get all, especially combined with the green tea. Indeed, like you said, you keep the polyphenol, it keeps the antioxidants, and those things work together, you know, very well. I think that's always the bad thing about these artificial drinks. They take one thing out because science has then proven that caffeine gives you the effect, which it does, but then they forget about all the other things that help with that, add to that energy and make sure that it's not just a big spike and it crashes down. So it just works better with your body because we are natural beings at the end of the day. So I think that's the reason why it just, you know, it actually makes you feel a lot better if you drink this, not only because it's healthier, but just the energy is just better.
Yeah, it's not working against your body. It's not depleting you. It's full of polyphenols. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about natural energy boosters and all of those ingredients and the extra ones that we haven't mentioned yet. And I'm sure our listeners are really taking note and learning about these phytochemicals. But we're going to be talking a lot more about that after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. We're speaking with Huib van Bokkel this week, founder of Tenzing. They're the natural energy drinks. And this week we are talking about natural energy boosters. Now, as we said at the beginning of the show, a lot of people are lacking energy and they're going out there and grabbing energy drinks and unhealthy sugar-laden drinks, etc., and getting a bit of a boost, but then a very big come down because often the products contain extremely high levels of caffeine and other sweeteners, high sugar, etc., and they just bring them right back down. Since our show is all about health, we like to talk about the alternative, the natural energy boosters. And we talked a bit about the Sherpa Tenzing, who was the first guy to climb up Mount Everest, and the teas that he drank. And we're speaking about these natural energy boosters. So we've talked about natural forms of caffeine from green tea and green coffee extract. But let's talk about a few others. Tell us more about your formulation. Do you also add salt to your drinks, just like the Sherpas did?
Yeah, so 100%. We use Himalayan rock salts from that region as well. And we use that exactly because it has we always try and use it. Every ingredient that we use comes from nature and as least processed as we possibly can. And the Himalayan rock salts are basically unprocessed salts that is actually from the ocean, but millions of years ago. And it has a lot of extra trace minerals. And it really just helps you with all to keep you hydrated and it really with muscle recovery. And it's that combination that we really strongly believe in. So the right amount of sugars, the natural caffeine from green coffee, green tea, electrolytes, and the vitamin C. So that's our basic recipe.
When I was studying nutrition at the College of Naturopathic Medicine, one of the first things we learned about was Himalayan rock salt. And I didn't know anything about it when I was first studying. I just always had just normal salt. I didn't make any distinction. But it's so important for people to make that distinction in terms of the salt that's available to us today, because there's commercial salt and then there's Himalayan rock salt. And there is a difference because, as you mentioned, it's full of minerals. It helps balance the electrolytes in the body. It's a natural product. I guess that's why you wanted to add it.
100%. And I think, again, it works with the body. Like we're all creatures that came from the sea at one point. So we can, again, try to mimic that same amount of salt levels that are in your body. So again, I always like that drip feed analogy. Is that exactly what we looked at? So, you know, how much salts and sugars are in that just to keep you alive when you no longer can do that yourself. And I think that is a crucial aspect to really work with your body, like you said before.
Yeah.
As least process as possible. And just having the same as your blood and sugar and salt levels.
Yeah. Do you also add vitamin C to the drink?
Yes, vitamin C as well. So vitamin C, and then, which is also super interesting to say, again, we don't add vitamin C as in what's the scientific term for just vitamin C. We don't, because that is obviously available on the market, ascorbic acid. So we don't add ascorbic acid. We add blood cherries, which are very rich in vitamin C. So we kind of make sure that we add enough. We know exactly how much is in there, but it's just pure acerola cherries that we add to give you that vitamin C. So again, you know, because I think all these artificial vitamins don't work as well for you as the actual natural source.
Yeah. So you've got food state nutrients, food state vitamins in your product rather than just added vitamin.
100%. And I think that's, to be honest, I'm also always quite disappointed with, and that's also one of the reasons, because I've been in food and drink my whole life nearly. And it's just even the likes of, let's say, the smoothie companies. Do you want to name a big smoothie company so I don't ask you?
I won't, but everyone knows them because I might get in trouble.
Anyway, so you know how they say one of your five a day?
Yeah.
You know what the regulation there is? If you're allowed to say that. So I wouldn't be allowed to say that, funny enough, while I add acerola cherries. Yeah. Well, what happens in these smoothie companies, because they're in plastic bottles, light comes into them, they lose every sort of nutrient. So my nutritional doctor always says, you're effectively drinking a bottle of jam. It's just pure sugar. But then what they do is they add the vitamin C's that were once in that product, and somehow there's a loophole in the law that it says if it was originally in the fruit and you add it back in, you're allowed to say one of your five a day. But effectively, it's just very high sugar. There's more sugar, or I think the same amount of sugar per 100 ml in a smoothie than there is in a Coca-Cola or Red Bull. And then they add artificial vitamin C's. So I've always found that baffling. And I think that's why we're always keen to add the actual fruits that give you those benefits and not just some artificially created ones.
Yeah, so it's great. You've got the acerola cherry as a form of vitamin C. And then I guess you've got the lemon juice in there because that was in the original drinks that the Sherpas had.
Yeah, so it's the combination of the lemon juice. It also helps with that. So again, it helps with keeping the drink fresh as well. So you obviously, the key is to make it taste good as well. It's crucial. Otherwise, people can say, it works better. So the vitamins, the acerola cherries with the lemon juice just helps with the kind of, the kind of whole antioxidant side of things.
The lemon juice is so high in vitamin C. I mean, that's what the people in the old days when they used to get scurvy on the ships, and then they had lemons on the ship, which actually stay fresh for quite a while. You can keep a lemon for quite a while. Then they didn't get scurvy. Their teeth didn't fall out. Their gums weren't ruined. So lemon juice is one of the best sources of vitamin C. So it's great that you have those food sources in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
What other immune boosters do you have in your drink? Because it's an immune-supporting drink.
As well, yeah. So I think we just launched so that's our basic recipe for all our natural energizing drinks. And then last winter, something actually I was most proud of from an innovation perspective. So what you're in the kind of drink space, and then people launch a winter edition, for instance, or like one of our artificial competitors launched one. And then they literally have the exact same recipe and they add, for instance, an artificial coloring to give it like a winter color. And that is how far, again, it goes to show how far then, or how non-far the current food and drinks people go. They will launch a winter edition, all they add is a flavoring. Not even a flavoring, sorry. Yeah, flavorings and color, artificial coloring agents. And we looked at this, and this isn't something, because we launched in 2016 our original natural energy range. And then last winter, so this was literally last December, a couple of months ago, we launched a supernatural version, which was created specifically for winter. And we looked again with proper nutritional doctors And we said, okay, what do you need? And we always look at it from energy, but also mood, because I think that is a key part of why you drink an energy drink. It's funny, your payoff, you know, what was your payoff of the radio?
Your Good Radio. Thanks for the plug. UK Health Radio, your global feel good radio. Thank you.
Yeah, feel good radio. We say the exact same. It's like energy that makes you feel good, because it just uplifts you in a like a better way without the crash, but also you don't have to feel bad about a lot of sugars you're drinking or the artificial sweeteners. And you also, there's no impact on the environment or as little as possible. We try and limit that as much as possible. So we always think energy that makes you feel good. And in the winter, what happens is, of course, as you very well know, vitamin D levels go down everywhere across the UK, but mainly also obviously in the north of the UK and in London. Because somehow the vitamin D is much lower for people in London, probably because they're in the tube a lot, or there's a lot of buildings, or there's more people.
They don't go out. They're workaholics.
Workaholics, yeah, exactly. And also, if you have darker skin, as you of course know as well, the darker your skin is, the lower your vitamin D intake will be from a little bad London in the sun in winter.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, we want to add vitamin D. And again, we found we wanted always to be, what do you call it? Food-based. I like that word, actually.
Food source.
Food source, yes.
Yeah.
So we actually found a vitamin D from pine trees, funny enough. All vitamin Ds that you'll find on the market will be artificially created, but we actually found a natural source of vitamin D. And vitamin D is obviously most known for bone health, right?
Yeah.
But actually, it's really, if you have a shortage of vitamin D, which nearly everyone has in winter, it really is affects your energy levels and also affects your mood.
Definitely.
And it's really, this is, I don't know, I always find like, it's always hard to make these hard claims, right? But actually, vitamin D has that. And you can actually make that hard claim that it helps with immune function and reduces fatigue. So there is hard claims there, scientific claims. But I've noticed this as well, like since this winter, I feel great. Because I think the fact that you always have this slump in winter, it's not so much because it's dreary out, but it's just because your vitamin D is low.
Definitely.
And what we also found, which is also extremely interesting, I don't think anyone knows, I didn't know, is that vitamin D by itself, if you supplement vitamin D, it literally does not work or hardly works. So you need magnesium to activate that vitamin D. So we have 100% of your daily vitamin D is in there from pines. And then we have magnesium to activate that vitamin D. So again, just that's always important one to, for all the listeners, just having vitamin D is not going to cut it. You're going to have to supplement that with magnesium and ideally a bit of fat or a bit of sugar, like to activate it more, as our vitamins are, just not only naturally, but also make sure that, and funny enough, we were talking about Ireland before, we actually source our magnesium from the Irish Sea. So we always either source it from the mountains or the oceans, or again, so we've got, you know, pure, beautiful magnesium there from the Irish Sea. And that's, and then on top of that, actually, we looked at the mushrooms, which is obviously in growing demand at the moment. And we've added lion's mane mushrooms again, which also are known to have help with cognitive function, supporting mental focus, but also mood. So really that combination of all the, so we kept our basic recipe in with the vitamin C and electrolytes and the natural caffeines, all the antioxidants. And then we added the vitamin D and the magnesium to activate that and the lion's mane for mood. So yeah, it's a great drink to help you through the cold, moody winter months.
Yeah. Just going back to what you were saying about vitamin D, you're right. It definitely needs to have some cofactors for to be absorbed and utilized properly, especially for the immune system and the bones. So it's great that you're putting magnesium in there. And as nutritionists, we call magnesium nature's tranquilizer. We find it's a very calming mineral for muscle health, for relaxation. It's a wonderful one. But you've also added something else, which is, I know a lot of nutritionists now are using mushrooms, and there are all different mushrooms, not just button mushrooms that you get in the supermarket, the mainstream ones. Mushrooms have medicinal properties, and lion's mane is probably one that our listeners might not know too much about, but I know a lot of nutritionists now are using it for brain health and for cognitive function. Is that why you've put that in there, for that mental boost?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's, again, a combination of that. Because what I really liked about your talking about magnesium is that that is also one of the powerful things. Again, when we were talking about the caffeine of the green coffee and the L-theanine from the green tea. So green tea has the L-theanine, which has that kind of same effect as magnesium.
Calming, you know,
Yes, yes. And that's why the focus then, because I think one of the key things, that's why mood is always like, your mood goes down if you can't focus, if you feel tired. And that it's not just that spike of an artificial energy drink, of that just pure happy that will give you that, is you need the kind of calming aspects of the magnesium and the L-theanine, and then the power of, let's say, the caffeine from the green coffee. And then, so that's what it's the combination that, since we take a lot of care about, again, instead of our competitors just adding an artificial coloring, we actually think about what really works. We talk to nutritional doctors. Yeah. And then lion's mane specifically, of course, been used for centuries in traditional Japanese and Chinese medicine as a natural brain tonic. Buddhist monks apparently drank it when they were like meditating or creating focus and clarity. Samurai apparently used it for battle to sharpen their minds. And I think, you know, more and more people are seeing that this is actually working. They're doing more and more research around this, containing compounds of nerve growth factor, crucial for brain function and regeneration. So really helping reduce brain fog. Cognitive health, apparently some support that this, so long-term cognitive health benefits. Yeah, just really a really interesting ingredient. So we always try and mix it in that sense of like hardcore scientifically proven ingredients, like the likes of magnesium, vitamin D, and then adding stuff that's been used for centuries and may not have the hardcore science claims, but have been used for benefit for thousands of years. So we know that we got the science back up. It's always from nature. That's always 100% the case. But like a combination of these ingredients that have been used for centuries and are used and have been proven in that sense, and the properly scientifically proven ingredients.
We're going to be talking a lot more about natural energy boosters with Van Vlockel, founder of Tenzing Energy Drinks, natural energy drinks, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
The station that makes you feel good.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio, and we're speaking about natural energy boosters. How can we support our energy from the natural perspective? And we're speaking with Huy Van Vlockel, founder of Tenzing, ex-head of marketing and at Red Bull, but now he's more on the energy focus from a natural perspective. Now, we were talking about all of these wonderful ingredients, the green tea extract, the green coffee extract, the vitamin C from acerola cherries, Himalayan rock salt, lemon juice, vitamin T from D from pine, the lion's mane mushrooms to support the brain and cognitive function. We've talked a bit about what all of these things do for the body. And we've mentioned a bit about the scientific or the health benefits of the ingredients, but can you tell me a bit more about that?
About which specific ingredients?
Yeah. Do you have any scientific claims? I think there's a scientific claim for vitamin D and vitamin C already for health claims, aren't there?
Yes, yes. So basically all you could look, I think, funny enough, you could argue there's three things when it comes to food and drink, right? There's one, your experience, like what do you actually feel? Secondly, there's science backup. And thirdly, there's specific EU law. What you are not allowed to claim. Sometimes these three can be very different. The good example of that actually is, for instance, the caffeine we were talking about. So caffeine has no EU claim attached to it. So you wouldn't be allowed to say caffeine gives you energy. Well, we all have experience that this does. You know? And I understand why, let's say, the regulators decided against that, because what happens then is like every product will then add caffeine and start making these claims. Although it is strange, because it's probably one of the key ingredients that we all have found either daily or at least a couple of times a week or in a month or in our lives have works, right? It's like, it's 100% proven that caffeine works. So that one falls in that first bracket. We know it works. EU and all the regulators know it works, but they're not putting any loud claims on it. And then there's something like that, for instance, the vitamins. So the vitamin D that we use, the vitamin Cs that we use, these all have regulated claims that are scientifically proven. So like I was saying with vitamin C, it's of course energy, it's anti-inflammatory, immune system. So those are the vitamin C scientific benefits. The vitamin D as you supports, again, immune function, reduce fatigue, real mood. I think that's vitamin D, not known for that, but it's a really key one. Mm-hmm. Bone health, of course, it's already known and it's claiming is allowed. Electrolytes and let's say sugars, again, are known and allowed claims. So for instance, like we're isotonic, we have those isotonic levels of sugar and salt. Which helps with energy regulation. Again, those are like officially science proven. And then lion's mane, the mushrooms are probably the most, let's say, non-scientifically proven. There is definitely science already around that. So that would fall into those first two brackets. People actually experience it. There's some scientific evidence starting to pop up now, but there's no EU allowed claims yet around these lion's mane mushrooms.
I guess with these EU health claims, I used to work for a long time looking at these. And when you see ingredients and they don't have a health claim attached, it doesn't necessarily mean that the ingredient doesn't have a health benefit. It's just that there hasn't been a clinical trial to prove it. And these clinical trials cost a lot of money. It's not everybody wants to invest so much money on clinical trials to prove something will have. And that's why these health claims are substantiated in clinical trials, because they've done them, and then that's why the EU accepts them as a claim. But there are no ingredients where we know they work, because anecdotally we know, and they've been used for thousands of years, that the fact that they don't have a health claim doesn't mean that they don't work.
100%. But that's why we always make sure that we have a combination, right? So it's not, so energy is always, it's a subtle mix of ingredients. I think that's also interesting. I think, again, if you think about the caffeine, if you take a energy drink that has mainly just caffeine in there, and for instance, no sugar because it's artificially sweetened, which there are a lot of energy drinks have that. So you think, oh, I'm not getting any sugar, but funny enough, then all you have is that artificial caffeine spike. While a little bit of sugar actually helps regulate that, a little sugar and salt helps you regulate that in your body, just like the magnesium helps with the vitamin D. So again, that's why people, even if it's the sugar-free version, will still experience the spike. With the full sugar version, you'll experience the spike because of the artificial caffeine and the high sugars. with just the sugar-free version, you'll just get a plain caffeine spike. So I think it is always around, and as we spend years on this, my first ever product I launched was like a year and a half in the making. And like now, the winter edition, we spent nearly 3 years putting that all together, sourcing those ingredients. And I think that's the kind of time we spend on our products as opposed to just chucking in a coloring agent.
Yeah. Put your heart and soul into this because you want to produce a natural product that really works and is based on things that are from natural source, aesthetic, that are beneficial to the body.
100%.
Yeah. Tell us about the inspiration behind starting Tenzing. We talked a bit about it at the beginning.
Yeah. So like I said, I think that's the most useful bit that you obviously, when you start your own business, it's all a big journey. You never know what's going to happen next. But I think it's one of the things I've enjoyed most about it, to connect with the family of the Sherpa Tenzing who were named after. We're working closely with them. For instance, really cool. There's going to be a movie out on Tenzing, which will hopefully be out like in 2026. So we're really, again, driving that legacy of one of the most beautiful adventurers ever to have ever lived, I think. Because what was so special about Tenzing is that there was a time when all these kind of adventurous things happened, right? And if we're honest, it was relatively colonial. It was like Edmundson trying to beat, so it wasn't Scots or what the English is, to be the first in the South Pole or the North Pole and to plant your flag there, right? That was really what it was all about. It was like,
the fight for territory.
Exactly. Was it fight for territory? And even if they didn't, take the territory, which they didn't do in the South Pole, the North Pole, it was about planting your flag there. So, hey, we were first. So it was, and even the climbing of Mount Everest, but the beauty, and that's the uniqueness, it brings tears to my eyes. So Sherpa Tenzing was a yak herder. He lived under the mountain, and somehow he read his books or I speak to his sons, and somehow he felt this pull. He felt this pull from the top of from the highest mountain. He obviously probably didn't even know it was the world's highest mountain. He just saw it like a beautiful, beautiful high mountain, something very hard to achieve. And he said, I want to be on top of the mountain. And against all odds, where all the other big, were all kind of sponsored Westerners, he was the first man on that mountain, you know, together with Edmund Hillary. It was a British expedition, right? So he couldn't have done it alone. Edmund Hillary couldn't have done it alone. Tenzing couldn't have done it alone. But the fact that he somehow was there with Edmund Hillary on top of the mountain as a first one is, and it also, again, he didn't plant any flag. He just did he put pencil there of his daughter. He made some offerings to the mountain. He didn't do it for any money. He didn't do it for any prestige. He just wanted to climb one of the first feats that had ever been done. And he didn't do it again. After that was it. He just, it's just a beautiful story. And I'm glad I'm just a tiny bit part of that and can help spread his legacy.
It's a great story. And it's been wonderful to have you on the show. You must keep in touch to come on the show in the future. We've been speaking to Huy Van Buckle, founder of Tenzing, and I hope, listeners, you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed speaking on the show and producing and presenting the show. Join us again next week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active's range of super supplements and feel great. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range, so you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what feeling super is all about. Until next week, goodbye.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.